Well, the Green Book was a historic travel guide. It was published in 1936 and remained in publication until 1966. And it was a resourceful solution to a horrific problem. It was a travel guide that was expressly made for Black people who wanted to experience America like anybody else. So there were restaurants and hotels, other things like tailors and barbershops and taverns, anything you might need on the road. It was considered the Bible of Black travel.
And it was published by a man named Victor Hugo Green. How did he learn about all of these locations and get this information out?
Well, he was a postal worker in Harlem, so he had this great access because he knew other postal workers throughout the country. And so they would, on their beat, go and find other businesses to advertise in the Green Book. But originally, it was just something that, you know, was serving his own community. New York has the largest cluster of Green Book sites. There's over 350 just in Harlem, Brooklyn, and the Bronx.
How would you say Route 66 and the Green Book are connected?
Well, for me, it's how it came into my life. I was writing a travel guide on Route 66, Moon Route 66 road trip. And being a Black woman myself and being a travel writer and a documentarian, I just needed to find a different way to talk about Route 66. And I was going to there was an exhibit on Route 66, and they had underneath glass, tucked away in a corner, this Negro Motorist Green Book. And I'd never seen it before. I'd never heard of it. I didn't know what it was. So I went home and did research and realized, oh my gosh, you know, and it was so necessary because Route 66 in particular, you know, has that icon of hitting the open road, moving westward. There's this treasure of hope and just anything is possible and opportunity is for everyone, you know, except Black people or people of color who were traveling in the country during that time.
Yeah, and you've written that carrying the Green Book for African Americans then was literally, it was a matter of life and death. Why was that?
So the Green Book was so critical because even on Route 66, we've estimated 44 out of the 89 counties along Route 66 were sundown towns. For your listeners, I don't know if you know, if you've heard of a sundown town, but sundown towns were communities that were white on purpose, and you could not be there and be Black after 6 p.m. So some sundown towns had signs right when you entered saying, you know, nigger, don't let the sun go down on you here. Other sundown towns would ring a bell at 6 p.m. alerting the Black people to leave. But if you were on vacation and you had no idea where you were, essentially, or what you were driving into, you needed this travel guide. You needed the Green Book because it would let you know where the next services were going to be, and you would need to make sure you weren't going to end up in a sundown town after 6 p.m.
How many sites here in Arizona were listed in the Green Book? I would think that because we're closer to the West, there might be a few more locations here than compared to other states, at least in the Deep South.
Arizona has about a little over 100 that I've documented so far, and I think there's like 4 in Flagstaff. Most of them are located in Phoenix, which are not on Route 66. But there were still signs in places in the West and in, you know, New Mexico and Arizona. I mean, there were signs that said no Negroes, no dogs. So racism and segregation was in full force. The thing that makes Route 66, I think, unique is the image that we have of the white middle-class suburban family jumping in their Airstream trailer and heading out west and, you know, the heyday of the 50s and a lot of the imagery that's associated with that time is very specific to a small segment of the population. And I think it just should be noted that that's not how it was, especially for Black people.
Can you tell me more about your new initiative, what the Green Book Project is?
Well, the project I'm working on is I've gotten a couple grants to document Green Book properties, documenting what's left, because we've estimated at least 3/4 are just gone, or they've been so radically modified, they're not even recognizable anymore. And I'm actually headed out. I'm driving on the road for a month documenting Green Book sites. I'm estimating to hit about 400. All of this preliminary research will end up being a traveling exhibition and a book and a virtual reality platform. So I'm busy. It's good.